So, hey guys, welcome to the Techie Podcast, and we have a lot and lot of tech news today, and it's going to be a great episode again. And before that, I would like to say that this episode is sponsored by Anchor, and join our Discord server, guys, because I have been telling updates about the podcast there for a long time right now, and you don't want to miss on them. And one of them is I am going live on Twitch. There's a reason for this because I actually went live on YouTube for like 3 episodes of this podcast right now, but that didn't work because that actually worked, but there was a lot of lagging issues, and YouTube's studio wasn't that great and not very intuitive, so I stopped going live, and eventually I went to this recorded form. So yeah, that happened. Then I actually wanted to live stream live events, like I want to watch an Apple event with you guys and a Microsoft event, but I cannot do that because again YouTube's copyright law states that I can't copy any stuff there, and if I do, I would get copyright striked, and I can't apply for it because again I am not a huge channel on YouTube. I don't have a huge channel on YouTube. So due to that reason, I want to go on Twitch and live stream events there, and they even added a new watch party feature for Prime Video, and that feels pretty good, and I would like to do some watch parties there as well. So the Twitch channel description will link will be in the description, and you can check it out there, and just hit that follow button when you are there as always. And I think we just straight up jump into the tech news, or should I say today, because we have a lot and lot of gaming news. The only thing that aren't gaming today are 2 news, and that are very small ones. That's just like a side topic that I wanted to talk about. Okay, so Valorant, you might have heard about this game or you might have not. It's a pretty good game. I played that game and it is a pretty good game. I like that game a lot. And it is just, if Overwatch and CSGO had a baby, that would be Valorant. So, Valorant, they released a new update of patch 1.10, and it was pretty bad. So, let me explain the whole scenario right now. So there's the Valorant First Strike tournament, which is like the biggest tournament in Valorant history. And then they wanted to release a new patch, and most of them actually were pretty good. Like they were adding a new map to its ranked matches, and they're doing some really cool stuff. But they actually nerfed 2 characters, that is Cypher and Killjoy. Killjoy I use because I literally love Killjoy a lot. I love her turret. And they nerfed that. And they also got a new agent, which is called Skye. And she wasn't that great. But again, more options for us. That's better for me, at least. So, everything feels fine. But when they did this during the biggest Valorant tournament, that wasn't great. That just wasn't great because many people in the tournament were using Killjoy and Cypher, and they got nerfed, so they could not play as usual in the tournament, and it resulted in bad plays, obviously. So they had to pull back the patch. They pulled back the update, and the update is not live, and we can now get a new patch, which is the patch 1.11. That will come at 8 a.m. PT, November 2nd, by the way. So, tomorrow it will come. What is 8 a.m. PT? I'm not sure. What is it? 8 a.m. PT. 9:30 p.m. tomorrow. So that we are going to get that patch 9:30 p.m. tomorrow, and I think most players will see this tomorrow morning. So day after tomorrow morning. So again, yay, good Valorant, because these guys are literally listening to their audience, and they're listening to their customers, and it's just a really good way. And there were many technical bugs as well, like FPS drops were there. I didn't get any of them. I played during the patch period and no. Yeah, I didn't get any of them. And it's not a huge deal. It would not be a huge deal. But that tournament, the timing of that tournament really spoiled it for them. And so they are releasing a new patch now. And let's hope that this is a pretty good one. Okay, so next. Oh, I don't want to talk about this. I feel sad talking about this right now. Oh god. Fine. Cyberpunk 2077. A game that is highly anticipated, and it's been, people are waiting for it from 2 years when the trailer was dropped on E3. And they were delaying it continuously. This would have actually launched this November, but again, everything is not going as it is, and they delayed it again, 21 days. So the new launch date is, I guess, December 10th. That's so bad, and many people made memes that they will get the game in 2077, and many people also made memes that coronavirus vaccine will come faster than this. But like, who knows? Like, I feel bad for the people who pre-ordered this game. Like, they shouldn't have put pre-orders up. God, like, how you put pre-orders, many people buy this game and this happens. Very good, Valorant, very good. Because they literally listen to the customers. That's the reason I mentioned Valorant a lot today, because they listen to the customers at least. This is just horrible, and oh god, just feels bad. Millions of people pre-ordered this game, guys. It's not like a normal deal. It's like a huge deal for people, and people really, really are in love with this game. Okay, that's over now, and let's talk about, why is there so much negativity this week? I mean, damn. There's a lot of negativity this week, I can say that. So, Watch Dogs Legion. Why every game has an issue now? I guess Flight Simulator is the reason for all of this. Blame Microsoft people. Okay, so Watch Dogs Legion is overheating the Xbox One X consoles. Not the Series X. Series X is a very different one. The One X, the previous generation one. Because the Series X is not still released, and Watch Dogs Legion will not be, it will not be a launch title for the Series X. Because like, it is launching like way back of the Series X, and it's overrated. Like, what is happening? Can't you just optimize a freaking game? Oh god. And this has been an issue, but they have reportedly, allegedly fixed it, but we don't know if they did not, because no Xbox One X here. Because PC Master Race all the way. And it's just terrible that all these types of things are happening right now. Why? Like, there's so much negativity out there. Okay, fine. Watch Dogs Legion is overheating Xbox One X consoles, and update this has been resolved. Let's, what are we going to, okay, we have four stories left. I'm just going through them too fast today. That's too fast. Okay. Like, am I going to complete this episode like in 30 minutes today? Please not. Please, please, please. Because we have like 8 stories today and half of them are done. And I didn't get to the, you know, the main part of this episode, but still fine. So, the Discord. Everybody is using Discord right now. I use Discord. Join our Discord server, guys, please. Okay. So, Discord. And they changed the ringtone of the call they're going to get. And now it is a spooky Halloween ringtone. And it's just too cool. Too cool. It shouldn't be existent. Like, it's so cool, guys. And they literally dropped a 6-hour video for this. Can you believe it? A 6-hour video. Just for a ringtone. Kind of mind-blowing, I would say. And that's a remix, by the way, again. And the reports came in of who takes the lead in worldwide shipments in mobiles and smartphones. And Samsung, as obvious, is in the top. Because, and it is on the top after it's losing its place due to Huawei. Huawei came the first in the last quarter, I guess. Yeah, the last quarter, they were the first. And Xiaomi was able to gain third spot, dismissing Apple. That's some big brain shit right there. Like, whoa. Xiaomi just beat out Apple. How? I know, like, Xiaomi is more popular in markets than Apple. Like, real talk, Xiaomi is more popular in China and India the most. But Apple, guys, Apple has like an universal reputation. This kind of seems like a threat to Apple. It's actually not a threat because Apple will still stay in its position and blah blah blah. But again, who would have thought that Xiaomi would be able to replace Apple in the third, fourth place? And that happened right now. Like, I am worried right now. 13 minutes in and I'm already sifting through these topics right now. Oh, please, let me take more time at the Xbox versus Series X console wars. Xbox versus Series X? Is that what I said right now? I keep missing words. It's Xbox Series X versus the PS5. So, yeah, the Xbox Series X. Really good console. A PS5. A really great console. Is the story over or I need to talk more? Like, both are really good consoles. What are you obsessing over? Okay. Let's talk about them in detail now. So, the Xbox Series X is a new Xbox from Microsoft. And it is launching with its smaller brother, which is the Xbox Series S. And it's a good one. It's a really good Xbox and I like it a lot. It's a very special Xbox for Xbox. Xbox for Xbox. Fine. Let's just leave it that way. And PS5, again, a really good console again. Like, I don't know why are people comparing these both. If you buy any of them, it's good for you. You get advantages on the both sides. You just can't compare two same things. Like, literally, they are almost the same. So, let me just tell you about their hardware. They are using the RDNA2 architecture for GPUs from AMD, which I'm going to talk about later in the RX 6000 series. And they are also using the new AMD Zen 3 architecture, which is the same as the 5000 series CPUs that I told you last week, and it's very similar to Zen 2 as well. You just can agree with it. It is very similar to Zen 2. And a 12 teraflop GPU and stuff like that. Very technical stuff. And that's it. That's the Xbox Series X and the PS5 in terms of hardware at least. And they are at the same price. They are for the same price, and they're weird but good consoles, and there's liquid metal in PS5, so cooling should be better on the PS5. A little better, not a lot better, I guess, but I think it'll be a little better on the PS5. And they're just really good consoles, guys. If you buy one, it's going to be fine. But I think, let's not talk about which is better, but what will win the console wars. And that, my friends, is going to be the Xbox Series S. Not the X, not the PS5, not the PS5 Digital Edition. It's just the Xbox Series X. S, by the way. That is the whole winner in this console wars, because that's positioned as a really good budget option, and families are going to look for that budget option. And Switch isn't an option anymore. They really, really need to refresh the Switch, guys. Like, that thing has been dead for a long time now, and that thing needs to be replaced. So, yeah, that's it. Because the S is way more budget friendly, and many people in India and other countries won't use 4K HDMI 2.1 televisions, and that is just for the tech nerds. The PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X is for like the nerds out there, the tech nerds, because that's what they care about. Like 120 FPS, who has that on TVs? Like, tell me one family you know that has a 4K 120 FPS TV. I guess that you will not be able to name one. That is it for the Xbox Series X versus the PS5, and we are 20 minutes in, and I would like to take a very short break, and let's just cut right through this whole short break. Guys, I am back, and we have the last story left, so it's going to be a really, really short episodes. And before that, I would like to say that the collab is coming soon, guys. The collab is coming soon. It is still in the works, because there were some technical difficulties while doing this collab, and let's just say that they put us behind, and the collab will be out very, very soon, and it's a good collab, and it'll be something related to PC. So, PC gamers, rejoice. So, let's talk about the new RX 6000 series cards by AMD. And again, I said PC gamers, rejoice. Didn't you get that reference right now? Like, I was talking about the new Nvidia and RX cards. Like, fine, let's just forget it and let's talk about the RX 6000 series. So before we go that way, I would like to talk about the RTX 33,000 series cards, and 3070 was log on sale for 29th October, my birthday. And people got, like, literally people got, they went offline anyway. They got the cards, but some people did not get. Again, that's how it goes. And some people did not get, and some people got, but most of them got this 3070 cards, and they went a lot smoother than the 3080 and 3090, and they're not still perfect, but still pretty good. Then AMD released its new 3 graphics cards, which are RX 16800, 6800 XT and 6900. Is it the 6900 or the 6900 XT? Oh, wait a minute, guys. It's called the 6900 XT. So it is the 6900 XT. So very similar to 3070, 3080 and 3090 respectively. And all have 16 gigabytes of RAM, and they're not very different. Like, there's a gap from 6800 to 6900 XT, but there's not a big gap from 6800 XT to 6900 XT. And the card most people are going to buy is the 6800 XT, which is like the very good sweet spot up there. And like, I don't know what to talk about this card. They're really good cards, so really similar to Nvidia's cards and really similar clocks. But they are 16 GB, and they claim to have a different wattage. They're going to have better power efficiency, and they're going to have TSMC's 7-nanometer process, so no 5-nanometer plus for us, and RDNA 2 architecture, which is seen in the Xbox Series X or the Xbox Series S, and GPUs and Navi 21, 21, and 21. So respectively. So the only thing that differs from each car is their clocks and their compute units and all that stuff. And the launch price is $579, $649, and $999. So to compare it with the RTX 3000 series cards, they were $499, $699, and $1599. And the 1499, and these are 579, so it is like higher priced. 649 again lower priced, and 999, ridiculous value right there. People are going to buy the 6900 XT a lot, and hail Dr. Lisa Su, I guess. Right now she just slammed Intel. Now Nvidia, and they want to slam ARM, I guess, now the next. So good job, Lisa Su, just go on with it and slam as many people you want. We are getting more competition anyway right now, so fine. And that is it today, guys, and thank you for the watching or listening to this podcast, I guess, because we are on YouTube as well as some good podcast platforms. See what I did there. Again, you can listen to this anywhere in the link down below, which is anchor.fm/visht/p. So that is anchor.fm/visht/p. And you can join our Twitch channel in the links with the links down below, and our YouTube channel will be linked down below as well. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast, and stay tuned for the collab, and bye, guys.